have a banana, Hannah. Try the salami, Tommy. Give it the gravy, Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my...
Welcome to Radio Nibbles, as always, coming your way on Thursday mornings with John Mendorf joining us live from your kitchen. And John, some absolutely tragic news for the local food community this week.
It really is. I've known Eric and Jill Skokin since I wrote about them decades ago when they ran the Alice's Restaurant at the Gold Lake Resort up near Ward, and I've just admired what they've done, the ethics behind the food at Black Cat and Bramble and Hare and their farm, and they always have been incredible supporters of sustainability and the community, including KGNU. And very, very sadly, on July 24th, their 17-year-old son, Kelsey, was killed in a car accident, which severely injured his brother and damaged the family home. It's just unfathomable, you know, that kind of pain. There are some ways you can help. I encourage you to stop by the Black Cat Farm Stand on J Road, which is west of 63rd. They have an amazing menu of food there, ingredients, meats that they've raised on the farm, plus eggs and bread. And also, because both Black Cat and Bramble and Hare are closed right now, they have prepared foods. It's the only place really to get Black Cat Bistro cuisine right now. There, and also at the farmer's market on Saturday. That would help them, and they're all also accepting donations at a GoFundMe site.
I know the community has really rallied round, really in recognition of how central a role the Skokans have played in the local agricultural community and the local restaurant community. And of course, you know, at the farm as well, they've often hosted and I think continue to host some of the farm-to-table dinners.
Right, and they still do. And that's another way that you can help them through this, it was already a horrible, difficult situation. This is just terrible. Yeah. What can I say?
Well, we'll put a link to the GoFundMe site at news.kgnu.org under the Radio Nibbles post. Some other local food news. That's not great, John. Indicative of our times.
Yeah. sad to say the Super Mini Walnut Cafe, which I've eaten at a lot in Lafayette, will not reopen. But thankfully, the two walnut cafes in Boulder are open and they're serving breakfast and lunch. But unfortunately, Brew Handbuilt, which is Chef Ian Clark's combination microbrewery and bistro in Boulder, is closing. And also Lucky Pie Pizza in Niwot is closed.
And what's the future of the Lafayette Peach Festival? I know we've talked in the past that aside from the coronavirus pandemic, that early frost that we got has really impacted peach crops as well. What's happening with the Lafayette Peach Festival?
Well, like everything else this year, apparently, you know, it's canceled. They are holding sort of a mini event in September, distributing some peaches and also some of the peach goodies that they've made in previous years. But we'll have to wait until 2021 to get together for a lot of other things.
Well, in some slightly better news, there's some reopenings happening in some well-known local eateries.
Yes. Finally, the Southern Sun Pub and the Under the Sun Eatery have reopened for outside dining and for takeout. The original Mountain Sun is still closed. It's just a little too confined for safe interior eating.
Well, another sign of the times food news, there's some news coming out of Bailey related to food and the coronavirus.
Yes, the very famous, the Coney Island Boardwalk. This is the famous hot dog-shaped eatery that's been a few places, but now is oddly placed in outside of Bailey in the mountains off a highway. Needless to say, a hot dog-shaped place is a small, confined interior space. A friend sent a message to me that and said that, well, they stopped by there. They thought they'd get a hot dog, but there was a sign in the window that said, we will not be wearing masks. If you have a problem with that, you should go somewhere else. And they did. That's not helping.
Well, this is a time where many home gardeners are maybe seeing their tomato crops coming to fruition, or certainly kale or lettuce or other things that you might be growing. And if you have extra, there is a place that you can actually donate this to folks who are still struggling around food.
And that situation will continue. And I'm sure a lot of you are about to have too much zucchini. Just go to bouldercolorado.gov/grow-give. And you can sign up to donate vegetables from your garden or from a community garden plot or maybe a bunch of neighbors too. And it'll help.
Well, we've spoken in the past about some of the virtual chocolate tastings that you've been leading, John, for the Boulder Bookstore. This has now evolved into a monthly chocolate lovers club.
You know, any excuse to eat the best chocolate in the world once a month. And that's literally what we do. The Boulder Bookstore has a wonderful selection of chocolate. And starting this Sunday, the Chocolate Lovers Club will get together on Zoom. And what you do is order a few bars from the Boulder Bookstore ahead of time, and then we're going to taste them. They're all 70% chocolate bars, and they're from all over the world. And I have a ball doing it, and folks seem to enjoy it.
And the best thing you've tasted recently, that's not chocolate.
That's not chocolate. Local sweet corn. It has just started to come in at Munson's Farm and a few other places. And, I got a couple of ears and went ahead and cooked it. And, Lordy, it's nice to have a little taste of seasonal sweetness and normality for once.
Well, people can catch previous episodes of Radio Nibbles at news.kgnu.org. Just click on Radio Nibbles. And, of course, John Lendorf joining us every Thursday morning right here on KGNU. Bon appetit.
Take care. Be safe.
Everybody eats when they come to mind.